So it happens all the time. You run up, you grab a talis for the amud, mincha, or by shachris if you're not married. Do you make a bracha on a talis? This happens on a... I think it's probably the most practical shaila we've dealt with in the past few weeks on sittas. No, you make a bracha on a talis or no? Anyone want to say they make a bracha? Anyone? No one's willing to say they make a bracha on a shul talis when you get an aliyah? Okay. So I don't mean to scare you. But the Gemara in Menachos says that the Pasuk says kisuscha, which means that the tzitzis has to be yours to make a bracha, which means that if you borrow a beged, says the Gemara, you borrow a four-cornered garment which does not have the tzitzis attached it, and you're only borrowing it for less than 30 days, you do not need to add fringes, you know, the tzitzis parts to the beged. Fine. Says the Rosh, there is an opinion that says, based on this Gemara, even if you borrow a beged, a garment, with tzitzis from your friend, you don't need to make a bracha on that beged because you're only borrowing it. It's not yours. Says the Rosh, that's not the halacha. He disagrees vehemently and says it's implicit. If I borrow, I'm away for Shabbos, and whoops, I forget my talis, so you daven at the 7 o'clock, and I go to the 8 o'clock minyan, and I borrow your talis to wear for davening, says the Rosh, of course I make a bracha, because implicit in the fact that you're giving me your talis to wear by the 8 o'clock minyan means you're giving it to me to do the mitzvah. You're giving it me as a present, so you obviously want it back. You don't want me to walk off with your talis, but for that hour, I can use the talis, it's mine, and therefore I can make a bracha because it's considered my kisus. Very simply put, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. It says if you borrow your talis from your friend, she'ela, if you borrow it, kishim mitzuyetzes, when it already has the fringes on it, mevarech olea miyad. You make a bracha, very simple. That's point number one. So if I borrow your talis, to wear during davening as a regular full davening, I make a bracha. Point number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that some poskim are machmir, and they say there should be no bracha on such a situation. I'll read you what he says. He says, some say, v'yesh machmir, and they hold v'sorven shalo levarich, unless he gives it to you explicitly as a present and says, you can make a bracha on it. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't poskim like those machmirin, and therefore, again, point one is very clear that if someone gives you a talis to wear during davening, to borrow for the whole hour of davening, you can make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you want to be super frum. What you do is when you borrow it from him, you say, do you mind if I acquire it for the hour? And then I'll give it back to you. And this way, I could fully make the bracha according to every opinion. Hopefully the guy will say yes. He'll give it back to me. Very simple. Okay. All is good in the world of Torah at this point. We move on to point number two.
Is there not kamina if you're making it, if you're borrowing it from a person individually as opposed to a shul?
You're jumping to point number three. Sorry. I'm on point number one. It's very easy case. Yossi, no machlok. I mean, there is machlok, but the upshot is very clear. Point number two is, let's say I borrow your talis from an individual and I get an aliyah. In other words, I'm not married, let's say, and I borrow your talis to get, or it's a mincha time or whatever, it's Shabbos afternoon, and I borrow, you happen to have your talis bag right there, so I say, can I borrow your talis to put on the talis for the aliyah or just to daven? Now, do I make a bracha on this case? So the Mishnah Berurah cites a machlokas about this as well. And he says that if I am borrowing, he says, this whole discussion that we were talking about is if I'm borrowing it for the full day. But if I'm borrowing it for just an aliyah l'torah, shal talis lalos l'torah, o lavro l'fnei ateva, o l'duchin, or for birchas kohanim, it's only for a kavod atzibor. Why is a chazan wearing a talis? Not for the mitzvah of talis. He's doing it because it's kavod that you should be wearing a talis. That's why the whole discussion, if you're wearing a talis, do you need to wear a jacket? A whole big discussion in many shuls, you know, is based on this idea. Because the talis is only serving as a kavod. So some would say, you don't have to wear a jacket if you're getting an aliyah because you're wearing a talis. The talis is a kavod. Some would say, if you're wearing a jacket, You don't need to wear a talis if you daven for the amud again in Aliyah, which is this whole discussion. But says the Mishnah Berurah, some would say, you don't make a bracha upon it, because it's not for the mitzvah, it's simply for the covet of getting an Aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, many would disagree on that, including the Magen Avraham, and say you do make a bracha on this as well. So point number two is a machlokes. If I borrow your talis to daven for the amud, your single person's talis, or your one person's talis, it's a machlokas if you make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, probably the best eitz is to make a bracha, or to get out of the bracha by telling the person you're borrowing it from him, I'm not acquiring it. And this way, if I'm not acquiring it from you, even for 10 minutes, then you don't make a bracha. So you need to do one of those two choices. Now we come to our feature presentation. Nu Yassi. So now we get your problem. If I borrow the shul's talis to get an Aliyah. Now, what am I going to do? I borrow the shul's talis to get an Aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah something incredible. You know, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know why no one does this. The Chol Zeh, this whole discussion, B'taliso Shel Ish Prati, is talking about when you borrow one individual's talis. Avo B'taliso Shel Kahal, if you borrow the shul's talis, Ke'en Shalanu, like we do in our shuls, if it's in our shuls, the Bate Kenesios, Tsarich Levarech Alav Lechue Alma. Everyone says you need to make a brach on it. Even Afilu Kishalov Shurak Lavar Lefnea Teva Olaos Latorah. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says, if you borrow the shul's talis just to get an Aliyah, every opinion would tell you you need to make a bracha. Why? Because who owns the shul's talis? We all do. We all have a stake in this talis. And even if you're not a member of the shul, still, the talis was purchased on the understanding that whoever wears it for the 20 minutes he's wearing it, for the 30 seconds he's wearing it, that's his for those 30 seconds. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a discussion. Question number three, point three here, is the easiest one of them all. Of course, you make a bracha. Now I ask you again, my friends, has anyone here ever made a bracha on borrowing a talis of the shul? Come on, everyone said no before. No? So you're all wrong, according to the Mishnah Berurah. There's no good answer. So you have to start fumfering why we don't make a bracha. And I'll give you the fumfer. The best fumfer they could find is Sa'alik Hashem. I mean, these are the Gedolim here are not fumfering Gedolim. These are Gedolim. But they're trying, they say, to try to explain the minhag why no one does this. And the reason is, says Ali Cheshomer, Shomer Zalman, is because how much do you own? You have 800 people in a shul. Even if you have 40 people in a shul, how much does a talis cost? I haven't bought a talis now in 16 years. No, how much does a talis cost nowadays? 130. Okay, so if you have 300 people in a shul, right? So everyone's really owning that talis less than a dollar. You're talking about 50 cents per person. And even so, unclear that you get that talis really cost that much. I mean, maybe it does, but you get a cheaper version, so maybe they buy it in bulk. So really, you're owning less than a pruta, perhaps, of that talis. So if that's the case, especially if it was bought for the whole neighborhood, because anyone who davens at a shul. So if that's the case, you really own a very minor percentage. If you're only owning a minor percentage of Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's why you don't make a bracha, because it's not your talis. Yeah, you may own 0.001 of that talis, but it's less than a pruta, whatever that is, a couple of pennies or a couple of cents. You know, if that's the case, says Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's why we don't make a bracha. Piskei Tshuva cites the Minhag of the Chazon Ish, as well as the Riv Os Ephraim, that all say no bracha, partially because of these reasons. It's not geshmak. Yeah. You nailed it. My final marmakel. I got to give you the final marmakel. Final marmakel, very relevant here. No, we're not going to say any names on the tape over here. But, you know, this may be a matziv over here. Says Rav Sternbach, maybe it depends what type of shul it is. Is it a young Israel or is it a shtibl? Maybe there's a huge difference. Says Rav Sternbach. He says, in another place I dealt with this issue, he writes, a rechush Sherosham al Shem Besak Medrash. It says on the talis the name of the shul, O Yeshiva, or the Yeshiva, Shalram O Admor, of a certain Admor, or a certain Rav, who it's really his place. Shetoin Shu Shalo. The Rav says, it's mine. It's my shop over here. There's no board of directors in the shul that we're talking about here. Or there's no, democracy or so says Rav Shturmach in such a place, he says, even though v'nir shem al seim mosad, it says the name of the shul on the talis. But you know what? Why they're doing that?
Still.
What?
So he doesn't walk back with him.
I was going to say something else. What's his next three words? No.
Somebody does it accidentally.
No, come on. What are the next three words? Could they whiff dar mimisim to get a tax deduction? That's why he says avol v'dvarav says Isaac avol v'dvarav according to this svara hakol shelo. It's really the rabs. I feel a horror screwed son. The Rav is going to give it to his son. He ain't. And the Rav at 120, but this fictional shul we're talking about over here, you know, in the shtibble, the Rav ain't giving it to the board of directors and asking the National Council of Israel what to do with this talus. What they're doing with the talus is going to the son who's taking over for the Rebbe. It's not like a young Israel. He doesn't say young Israel. That's what it means. Or a official OU sanctioned shul, whatever it is. Sheminu agabayim. There's a board. There's a treasurer. Echad rav shavakal zchus bayus. Then you have a bayus to the talus. In a shul, which is a shtibel, you have no right to that talus. He says, if this is correct, he says, there's a huge distinction. If you put on a talus in a young Israel where there's a board and a treasurer and a president and rabbis, they got a contract, v'chule, and everything is donated, al shem, National Council, Young Israel has bayus on it, v'chule. But you really, you have an ownership by being a member, so you have to make a bracha. If you go to a shul where it's a rav and a shtibel, he says, then he says, no bracha. He says, maybe most of the shuls that we were talking about, where at least in Europe that was the case, they didn't make a bracha because the Rav owned everything. It was the Rav's shop. Nowadays, we've got all these, you know, boards and presents and a whole mice, you know, all of kit and kaboodle. We have non-profit following all the rules of corporate non-profits. So, okay, fine. If that's a case like that, if a shul really follows all the rules, then you have to make a bracha. But if that case is not that way, says Rav Shturmach, that's maybe why the minhag doesn't make a bracha. The best etzah is there's no really good etzah. The best etzah is you really shouldn't use a shul talis to get an aliyah. According to many, it's better to borrow a person's talis, you know, single person, you know, individual person's talis, if you want to get an aliyah or down for the amud, because then you avoid this problem. You could just pick it up and say, I'm not kone it. If you use the shul's talis, really the minhag is you should make a bracha. Mishnah says, well, there's a shari ephraim. It says maybe you don't wear it the proper way. You're not putting it over your head. So maybe there's room to be lenient that way. But it comes out, everyone says you should make a bracha, but then they try to figure out why we don't make a bracha. Shkayach.